Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey there. This is the spoken edition of Wired.
Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place, in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today. Right now, NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. NASA puts a price on a 2024 moon landing. Last year, the vice president directed the space agency to put astronauts back on the moon. NASA crunched the numbers, and it won't come cheap. By Eric Berger and Ars Technica. Nearly 10 months after Vice President Mike Pence directed NASA to return astronauts to the moon by 2024, the space agency has estimated how much its Artemis program will cost. NASA says it will need an additional $35 billion over the next 4 years, on top of its existing budget, to develop a human landing system to get down to the moon's surface from lunar orbit, while also accelerating other programs to make the 2024 date. NASA's human spaceflight chief, Doug Lavero, shared this number Monday at Johnson Space Center as the Trump White House released its fiscal year 2021 budget. It calls for a big increase in NASA's budget, 12% over last year's budget request, with a top-line number of $25.2 billion. The biggest increase will go toward the human landing system, $3.37 billion in fiscal year 2021 alone. NASA says, if funded by Congress, this would mark the first time the United States has directly spent money on a lunar lander since the Apollo program in the 1960s. The human spaceflight budget also funds a small space station in orbit around the moon called the Lunar Gateway. This is a sizable budget request and, other NASA programs aside, represents the kind of funding the space agency needs if it is to make progress toward landing humans on the moon in the mid-2020s. The president's budget also supports a lunar program that does meaningful things on the moon, providing hundreds of millions of dollars to study the extraction of ice from the lunar poles and establishing a habitat on the surface. The big question is how Congress will respond to this request. During a Monday evening teleconference with reporters, NASA Chief Financial Officer Jeff DeWitt said he thought the agency has a very good shot to get this budget through Congress. However, given the proposed deep cuts to the other parts of the federal discretionary budget and Democratic concerns that the 2024 date may be political, it seems likely that securing full funding for the Artemis program will be a difficult slog. I am deeply concerned and disappointed with the destructive cuts to important civilian R&D and science and technology programs, said the chairwoman of the House Science Committee, Eddie Bernice Johnson, Democrat, Texas, of the president's budget request. Though there are bright spots, overall this proposal damages vital parts of our nation's federal science and technology enterprise that drive our economy, keep our nation competitive, and protect our environment. I am confident that Congress will reject these ill-advised cuts when we consider this budget request in our authorizations and appropriations processes. Commercial. One of the consistent themes that emerged from the White House budget request on Monday is support for commercial space. In contrast to a recent authorization bill in the U.S. House of Representatives, the White House budget proposes using lunar landers developed via public-private partnerships with contractors investing in their own landers. Those landers would also be launched on privately developed rockets, helping to contain costs of the Artemis program. Levero said the administration recognizes that the landscape of the U.S. aerospace community has changed. In the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, there weren't entrepreneurs who were willing to invest in space, he said. So when NASA developed the Apollo program and the space shuttle, it directed those programs and provided all of the funding. But this has now changed. We have people now who are willing not just to take government resources and take risks on that money, he said. They say, we'll also put our own money behind it because we think there's a future profit to be made. And I think that's a good relationship to have. And it's attracted both the old and the new players into the market. The White House also reiterated its call for using a commercial launcher, possibly a Delta IV Heavy rocket, but more likely a Falcon Heavy, to boost its Europa Clipper mission to the Jovian moon in the mid-2020s. In the past, Congress has said this must go on NASA's Space Launch System rocket, but the White House budget says the agency would save over $1.5 billion by using a commercial launch vehicle. Brian DeWurst, a budget officer for NASA's Human Exploration and Operations Program, said the savings was derived from subtracting the cost of a Delta IV Heavy rocket from the annual program cost of producing one Space Launch System rocket a year, which is $2 billion.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.